The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 16th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of Charlie Chaplin, born London, 1889. Started out as a vaudeville actor in a comedy troupe. Worked for hours perfecting their slapstick routines. And so Chaplin was shocked when he arrived in Hollywood and saw how little rehearsal went into each movie. Directors at the time filmed each scene in a single take. They didn't want to waste money on extra film. Chaplin tried to get used to it, but he was disgusted at the quality of the movies and so asked to direct his own movie and put up some of his own money to pay for it. That year, 1914, Chaplin directed, wrote, and starred in 16 films in 6 months and debuted his famous character, the Little Tramp, the bum who dreams that he is a gentleman. And Chaplin became the first person to have complete control over every aspect of the movies that he made. He shot each scene many, many times to make sure that he got it right. Other Hollywood directors thought he was crazy, but Charlie Chaplin was the most successful filmmaker in the world for more than 10 years until the introduction of sound. Charlie Chaplin, who said, "Life is a tragedy when seen in close-up, but a comedy in long shot." It's the birthday of the novelist Anatole France, born in Paris, 1844, one of the most popular French writers at the turn of the 20th century. Best remembered today for his fantasy novel, Penguin Island. It's the birthday of the playwright John Millington Synge, born in a small village near Dublin in 1871. Known for the plays he wrote in the last few years of his life, In the Shadow of the Glen and Riders to the Sea, and The Playboy of the Western World. His plays were controversial because he refused to portray the Irish with nobility and decorum, which was the custom at the time. His Irish characters swore and cheated, and in one play even beat up a priest. It's the birthday of the novelist Kingsley Amis, born in London, 1922. Went to Oxford, where he met the poet Philip Larkin, who became his closest friend for the rest of his life, and who encouraged Amis's genius for satire. His first novel, Lucky Jim, 1954, a satire of academic life, about a young professor named Jim Dixon, who has worked his way up from poverty, has a good education but no desire to become a gentleman, and never reads any of the books that he's supposed to teach. Amis went on to write many novels about men who try to be polite and courteous and mild-mannered, even though the world is driving them crazy. Kingsley Amis, who said, "If you can't annoy somebody, there's little point in writing." Here's a poem for today by Muriel Rukeyser, Waiting for Icarus. He said he would be back, and we'd drink wine together. He said that everything would be better than before. He said we were on the edge of a new relation. He said he would never again cringe before his father. He said that he was going to invent full time. He said he loved me, that going into me, he said, was going into the world and the sky. He said all the buckles were very firm. He said the wax was the best wax. He said, "Wait for me here on the beach." He said, "Just don't cry." I remember the gulls and the waves. I remember the islands going dark on the sea. I remember the girls laughing. I remember they said he only wanted to get away from me. I remember Mother saying, "Inventors are like poets, a trashy lot." I remember she told me, "Those who try out inventions are worse." I remember she added, "Women who love such are the worst of all." I have been waiting all day, or perhaps longer. I would have liked to try those wings myself. It would have been better than this. Waiting for Icarus, a poem by Muriel Rukeyser, from the collected poems of Muriel Rukeyser, used by permission of International Creative Management Incorporated, here on the Writer's Almanac,
supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.